I'm here with Sister Sandy, who came down from Washington, D.C. to talk about one of our most unfavorite corporations, Walmart. Tell us about your involvement and concerns and what we should know about our Walmart.
I'm here to occupy Wall Street, to let everybody know what's going on at Walmart, how they treat their associates. They are not paying for their health care. They're very disrespected. So what we did was we started an organization for the associates of Walmart called Our Walmart, Organization United for Respect at Walmart, to help them get the basic respect that they deserve on the job for working for a corporation who gives no thanks. We have a website, forrespect.org. I came out to occupy Wall Street and do a teach-in and educate people into where they can reach out to corporate Walmart and let them know how the general public feels, because they do not believe that the public is interested in this. They do not believe that their current associates are interested in this. And I'm here to let them know that this is a national movement, that we have thousands of members, current and former associates, who want to make a change at Walmart.
What is your particular relationship to Walmart?
I am a former grocery department manager in the Laurel, Maryland store in 1985. Well, some of my personal experiences is Michael Moore did a piece where he talked about how Walmart had a dead peasant policy, which was the life insurance policy that they put out on you in addition to the one that you signed when you started at Walmart. He had a case where it was two associates walking to work. A lady ran a red light and hit both of them in the intersection while they were trying to cross to get to Walmart. One of them died instantly. The other one was in a coma for 9 months, and then Walmart would not let her come back. They forced her to resign. They didn't want to bring her back. She had been a longtime associate of 7 years. They wanted to bring her back on a part-time status, cut her pay and cut her benefits, whereas she had $90,000 in medical bills that she couldn't afford to pay. Walmart didn't want to help her. And in terms of the life insurance policy, they told her that they were not going to pay for her insurance as well as pay for the lady that passed. So they made her make a decision. Who do you think the money should go to? Do you think you should get it, or should we give it to the family of the dead associate? Also, I've experienced associates that just want to go to the bathroom, and they're being told you cannot move until your replacement comes in. Sometimes that's 4 or 5 hours, when all they have to do is simply turn off their light, go to the bathroom, and come back. Walmart does not allow them the personal dignities that everybody deserves.
Sandy, what do you say to consumers who say these are hard economic times? There seem to be consumer bargains, so how do I get away from an area where there is Walmart in terms of being a consumer and shopping? I mean, what do we say to the consumer?
I say to the consumer, please do not stop shopping at Walmart, because you will put the associates out of work. But let Walmart know that the community is watching them and they want some accountability as well. The community wants you to treat your associates better.
What can you tell us about the issue of sexual harassment?
Well, I feel that it does go on. I've heard stories inside my store that things like this does happen. And pretty much Walmart puts pressure on the victim of those crimes and try to sweep it underneath the rug. I think that they should investigate every claim that they get seriously and then try to find an effective way to deal with it, not just sweep it under the rug or try to pay somebody off.
So you're here at Occupy Wall Street, which is growing by leaps and bounds in a myriad of ways. And what are you doing down here in New York rather than in Washington, sister?
Well, I was here to occupy Wall Street with my fellow brothers and sisters out here in the cold and to spread the message of hope to the Walmart associates who are scared, who are intimidated, who are being told that they cannot speak with us, even though they have the freedom of assembly. If you could talk about Avon at work, you can talk about Our Walmart at work, to let them know, do not be scared of this big corporation, because it's strength in numbers, and that's the only way we're going to change it from the inside.
Welcome to New York, my sister.
Thank you very much. I enjoy it, even though it's brisk out here.
We heard from one of the former Walmart associates, but let's talk about some of the things that were directed at the corporation, which, what do you know, has a headquarter in New York and is trying to set up a mega store in New York. So who are you and what's been happening at the headquarters?
My name is Stephanie Yazji. I'm the Coalition Director for Walmart Free NYC. Last time we had a teach-in here, we had an action at a Walmart office, which is located up by 34th Street. About a week after the action that we had there, Walmart associates were trying to go up, speak with folks. They wouldn't let them in the building. They closed the office. So we, instead of creating jobs, which is what they say they want to come here and do, we lost 275 jobs. They moved them back to Bentonville. We have concerns about the retailer coming into New York, and we continue to have great actions like this one today, this teach-in, and we continue with our public outreach.
So you also are fairly convinced that Walmart doesn't belong in this city. Tell us a little bit about the corporate interest, the nature of the profits, what you know about Walmart, the institution.
Walmart had their sights set on an urban expansion plan now because they need to expand into urban markets since they saturated suburban and rural markets. With their intended growth into the cities, we have seen that, for example, in Chicago, when a Walmart store opened up there, 82 small businesses, which is about 25% of the small businesses surrounding that Walmart, closed. We're concerned that they're going to have a similar impact here in New York. A recent study that was just put out by Align noted that if Walmart tries to achieve the same market share here, which is about 21%, in New York City, that means 159 stores of various formats. So they'll have the super centers, they could have now the smaller express stores, which is in more experimental format, and also medium-sized stores all over the five boroughs. If one store is sited in New York, we're afraid it's going to open the floodgates for many, many more, which would impact communities and small businesses in a negative way.
Tiffany Jones from East New York, which is located in Brooklyn. So tell us about your experience and your concerns about Walmart, particularly since one of the locations that they wanted to bring Walmart was to East New York, which happens to also be the third poorest neighborhood, at least Brownsville, in the city of New York.
Well, we don't want it. The property in which they want to build this Walmart, there's other ways that can be utilized. We can have parks and recreation. We need that for the children. Right across the street is projects. They can also build affordable housing there. I understand that people need jobs and jobs is important, but the developer related that owns the company should work with the community to find out what type of jobs. And in East New York, I know we're the third part, but at the same time, in our neighborhoods, there is solidarity. We do care about our communities. We want to keep the fabric of our communities intact. A lot of people think that in black minority communities, you know, we don't have that sense of pride, and we do, even though we're not in a wealthy community. So this developer related that do own the property, you just want to bring in this Walmart. You don't feel the responsibility or the decency or the courtesy to address this community about this project, what your intent is, and how it's going. You are bringing somebody in my house, and you do not have the decency and the respect to let me know. So that tells me a lot of what you think about my community. That's why you will allow a business like Walmart to come in that do not give quality jobs. How can a man work a job for 5 years with the same salary he came in on? And so many people is quick to defend to say in this economy people need jobs. They don't need jobs that rape them. You know, people are actually trying to send their kids to college, pay a mortgage on these jobs. So if I'm gonna work, give me my fair share. That's why we all here, right? We make New York City work. We are the 99%. We are your doorman, your taxi cab drivers, you know, your pharmacists that make communities and cities work. And Walmart is the 1%.
Tiffany, how did you find your way also to the Occupy Wall Street encampment? And what does it have to do with your struggle around Walmart?
We found our way. We just did a teach-in because we want the world to know about the Walton family. Sam Walton's daughter, an heiress. She is the 10th richest woman in America. And the way you get that is to keep money in your pocket and out of others. And that's why we are here. We feel disrespected. Let me tell you something. People wouldn't have a problem with Walmart if they came into neighborhoods with courtesy. Nobody has a problem with you making a dollar, but we want to make a dollar too. They didn't want to hear what we had to say. These developers have property all over New York City in minority neighborhoods too, and you did not have the common courtesy to come down here and see what we had to say. This is where we feel disrespected. When you look, it's the same damn thing with our mayor. You are not listening. That's why we have to do this. And we're going to continue to do it as long as you continue to turn a deaf ear.
Well, Sister Tiffany Jones, thank you for being as feisty and on the mark, on the move, with Occupy Wall Street and, I guess, Occupy Walmart for the 99%.